Today, Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya meets with Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak in Cairo. They will discuss Israel's planned withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, which shares a border with Egypt. Egypt promised to train Palestinian security forces to avert a power vacuum once Israeli settlers and soldiers pulled out. And from Cairo now, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on Egypt's growing involvement in the Middle East conflict.
After years of strained, if peaceful, relations, Egypt and Israel appeared determined to cooperate over a Gaza withdrawal. Egyptian Information Service Chairman Taha Abdel-Alim says Egypt has assumed a leading role on the Gaza issue for two central reasons.
Egyptians have very deep empathy with the Palestinians, and the Egyptian government can't ignore that. Also, if Israel did withdraw without transferring authority and power to the Palestinian Authority, what will happen in Gaza? There will be some kind of civil war. There will be many factors of instability in this region.
Egypt plans to dispatch as many as 200 security officers to Gaza to train the Palestinian security apparatus. It's also prepared to deploy an additional 130 police officers along its border with Gaza, a sensitive issue under the 1979 Camp David peace accord, which permitted only a small Egyptian contingent in the border area. But Israel has pressured Egypt to seal tunnels dug under its border with Gaza, which Palestinians use to smuggle arms and other contraband. Political commentator Mohammed Sid Ahmed says Egypt doesn't like the arms smuggling any more than Israel does.
I don't think that the government is pleased about it at all, because the government finds the threat it represents for Egypt much greater than any benefit the Palestinians could get out of it.
Egypt is also taking the lead in trying to broker an agreement among Palestinian militants to cease attacks on Israeli civilians. Negotiations move into high gear next week when Cairo again convenes a meeting of all the factions. Cairo University's Mohammed Kamal says the Egyptians are getting realistic about the stalled Middle East peace process, but Kamal says what Egypt is not prepared to do is become the guarantor of Gaza's security.
The Egyptians will never take charge of the security situation in Gaza, because you don't want to be blamed for any future Palestinian attack on the Israelis.
Egypt has demanded that as a condition for handling the Palestinian side of the Gaza pullout, Israel must stop its targeted assassinations and housing demolitions there. Egypt is also reported to be talking tough to Palestinian Authority Chairman Yasser Arafat. Cairo is pushing him to relinquish control of the separate and sometimes competing security organizations. At the same time, Egypt is being careful not to push Arafat too hard. Political commentator Mohammed Sid Ahmed says the Egyptians tend to see Arafat as the only one who can still deliver the necessary reforms.
Because, after all, he has such an experience of the whole thing. He knows his own little games that nobody else knows to the same extent. And he can do things that others can't. He can get people to accept things that others can't convince people about.
Mohammed Al-Sayed Said, deputy director of the Center for Political and Strategic Studies, says the impending Israeli pullout compelled Egypt to get off the sidelines. Still, he cautions a Gaza withdrawal alone will not be enough for the Palestinians, who want an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank as well, in order to reach a final peace settlement.
What the Palestinians need to see is to see, as they have always said, light at the end of the tunnel, that any particular step is not only in the right direction, but it's forceful and big enough to insert and entrench hope, that is to say, ending the occupation.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Cairo.